on those kind of plays?
Yeah, you know, I've seen him make those plays when he was with the Packers, and, you know, we needed a guy to come make big plays for us, and you never know who it's going to be, really. And his plays were really big. There were some other big plays made by other guys, but they weren't touchdowns. But, you know, the first one, he made a great catch, and the second one, he caught it, and I just threw it out to a spot and let him go get it. So he's come up big these last 2 weeks for us.
Is there any point in this game where you're telling yourself, I'm on, I feel like I'm on, my balls are going exactly where I want to be?
Not really. I just go and play. I don't think I've ever said that in my mind. I just want to go out each series and make sure I'm making the right throws and right decisions and leading the team and managing the game. And never crossed my mind that I was on. I just felt good and was throwing the ball and completing it. And when that's happening, you just keep going. Don't think about it.
After the struggles of the offense relatively in the last couple of weeks and the criticism heaped upon you, how nice did that third and one feel to kind of just air it out and get a touchdown and kind of set
it? It felt really nice. You know, it was kind of like I kind of forgot the feeling of what it was like to score. It's been a while, and in this offense, you know, that's a sin if you're not putting it in the end zone. So, you know, it felt really good. The call came in. They were in the right defense. And all I had to do is throw it up there and let Javon go get it, so it felt really nice.
You're not afraid to argue with your coach on the sidelines about once a game, it seems.
It happens. You know, that's it wouldn't be a bunch of grown men playing football and you know, doing things out there. Sometimes you didn't have to argue back and forth. It was a little bit of an argument, a little bit of getting some things squared away to make sure I knew what he was trying to convey. And I didn't want to, you know, go back into the game without knowing what he was trying to tell me when he was actually telling me through my helmet on the field. So that's why I came off and I kind of didn't yell at him and said, "What are you telling me? I need to know what you're telling me." Because out on the field, it's hard to hear if he's saying a lot of things. So we just got on the same page, and, you know, it happens. And, you know, no, it's never an insult to anybody. It's just it's what happens on the football field. You go after some guys, and it's what if you're a fighter and a battler and you got a good, tight-knit team, those things happen sometimes.
Did you like this game plan better? You know, Coach talked about playing a little safer last week. You know, today you opened it up a little bit. Sure,
I like the game plan a lot. You know, obviously we went out there and executed it well and, you know, took our shots when we could and got some guys open. And, you know, the one thing was is we knew on this defense is just they were going to give us some things and sometimes they were going to be in the right defense. And so, as you saw a few times, just threw the ball away. My line gave me a lot of time back there. You know, when you're dropping back in the opponent's end zone going out, that's always a pretty nerve-wracking experience. And those guys did a good job of giving me time. Even when stuff wasn't open, I could still go through my reads and then was able to throw it away a couple times. And, you know, that's a testament to those guys just battling all game.
Conscious of going after their backup safety when he came in?
Yeah, we had a look. If we got Tony matched up with the safety, regardless if it was Rodney or the other guy, that we would we happened to have that in, and Rodney goes down, and he'd gone out there, and we didn't have the play call. But when the next guy, when he came in, just happened to be a safety, and that's what matchup we wanted. It's man-to-man. We'd done that in the past with Jeb. You know, when we feel like that's a good matchup, and want to take a shot.
Taking the long run, the way your defense is playing has to help your offense, doesn't it?
No, obviously. I mean, that's you know, those guys over there are playing really hard. I went and told Ian and DJ, man, those guys, I haven't seen two linebackers fly around like them in a long time. And those front four, they're rotating them in. Those guys are playing really hard. And the DBs are out there. Everyone's battling. We're all giving it up for each other. And the defense is playing great. They're dominating. It's really nice. And if we can keep picking it up slowly each week and improve upon this week and next time we go out after the bye, you know, things will be looking up for us. Yeah, well, if teams playing cover two and there's a hole there, it obviously isn't there. It's not supposed to be there if the safety plays over to his responsibility. But if throughout a game, sometimes they get a little lazy getting off the hash and there's a bigger hole there. And so we'd called it earlier and it wasn't there, but we called it that time. And, you know, I threw the ball into a spot, really. I didn't even see Javon. I just knew where the spot I was supposed to throw it, and he cut back and made the catch. And I was on my back and looked up, and he was running down the field, so it was good.
Did you consciously look off the safety to keep him in the middle?
Yeah, you got to look a little bit off to the other side, obviously, to keep them to hold their ground. But, you know, that's it's a big play. You know, Javon stepped in and pretty much did the rest after the throw.
How much has been made about the defense, you know, intent on keeping you in the pocket? both those touchdown throws, you dropped back into the pocket, didn't you? I mean,
yeah, they were both in the pocket. Yep.
Yeah. So I mean, is that gratifying too? I mean, you anticipate that more that you'll.
Yeah, you know, teams are trying to keep me from. It's not keeping me in the pocket. It's trying to stop our boot game, which that's a whole different thing. I mean, you know, when I make a handoff and carry out my fake, you know, sometimes those DNs are crashing down to the run, but sometimes they guess right and they guess right one time going into the red zone today, and then the last one there to Alexander, they had a guy coming, but we had Kyle coming underneath that got a body on the guy that was free for me and gave me that little extra time to look back and get it to Steve. So, you know, if the teams start taking that away, that should help our run game. And today we ran the ball really well. Those guys up front did awesome. Tatum, you know, did everything he could, ran really tough, eked out some really tough, hard yards, and those guys were awesome.